Man, I still can't believe that chick thought that you were the ayahuasca Harry Styles.
Well, dude, if the flowy robe and the weird necklace fit, you might as well take the medicine.
Yeah, I mean, so he is one beard away from looking like he had a good trip.
I think he's currently on a good trip.
Fair point. Fair point. Oh, are we recording right now?
howdy, everyone.
Welcome back to yet another episode of Texish, the show about some things Texas.
And some things plant medicine.
We are talking all things summer movies here in a bit, but before we get to any of that...
Tito. And Shiner, gonna be an all-nighter, and I just might find her at the Whataburger line. Dance halls and women, but man, I'm wishing that I was fishing by the river tonight in Texas.
First, as always, our favorite segment.
And yours.
It is our not sponsor, still giving us no money, no help to do this podcast at all.
Someday they've really got to pitch in for all the work.
They're really going to have to level up their support.
I'm keeping track. At like, some point. I'm running the meter. They owe us so
much.
If we
ever have a Patreon, we're just going to have a tier that's like $1,000 a month.
Sure.
Just for the not
sponsors. Just for the not sponsors.
And they're going to have to.
You know
pay
what?
It.
I love that idea. You put up the Patreon once you're popular enough and you're like, you want your product roasted? We'll do it.
Yeah. Not sponsor.
Not sponsor.
Anyway, who is our first not sponsor for today's episode?
Our first not sponsor for today's episode is Cut Off Shorts.
Cut off shorts.
From Daisy Dukes to Daisy Dudes. It's Cut Off Shorts. Are they too short? Never. It's Cut Off Shorts. Showing thigh and seeing sky. It's Cut Off Shorts.
Are you a frat boy or an emo kid? You could be both.
Cut off shorts.
I'm getting in a hard day's work, but it's also hot outside and I'm a little bit fashionable.
Cut off shorts.
Did you do those yourselves or are those Urban Outfitters?
Cut off shorts.
The fact that people buy pre-made cutoff shorts, dude. Not to be toxically masculine, but hey, if you buy your cutoff shorts, you're not a man.
Cut off shorts.
That was a good one.
Thanks, man. It's summer, you know. I'm feeling breezy. Look at the thighs. I can still only extend my leg to about here, but like
that's progress.
It's progress.
We're still
Tan thighs save lives. Is that
tan thighs and.
And hot guys.
And hot.
Hey!
That'd be a fun little tan guys.
Dude, I'm not like all about
merch
right now.
Here's what's funny about that one is you could do that and it could be a really fun gay pool party.
Sure.
Or it could be a fun straight pool party because in that scenario,
because we're inclusive.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's an all, everyone's invited.
Who's our other not sponsor?
Our other not sponsor for today's episode is Guys Who Think Bisexual Women Are Into Threesomes.
Guys Who Think Bisexual Women Are Into Threesomes.
You have watched way too much porn in your life, dude.
Guys who think bisexual women are into threesomes.
Just leave them be. They have a different sexuality than you do. Just get over it.
Guys who think bisexual women are into threesomes.
And you really think they'd pick you anyway?
Guys who think bisexual women are into threesomes. Dude, the nose ring's fake.
Guys who think bisexual women are into threesomes. You know who we're talking about.
Guys who think bisexual women are into threesomes.
I appreciated that conversation that we had with our friend.
Our friend,
the other day.
Shouts out.
She made a great point. And I thought, that sucks.
Yeah.
That's the automatic. That automatically.
It's one of those things that's kind of like a predeterminer, though, or a screener. It's like, if you're only trying to date me because you think this door is open.
Fast track to a threesome.
And it's like, look, even if it is, that shouldn't be the reason.
Yeah. Also a good point.
Right?
Also a good point.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is where I say, from a logistical standpoint, threesomes sound weird and exhausting anyway. So I don't get why people
would be
into them.
Do you know what's funny about that? For some reason, I feel like it would take the pressure off.
Really?
Yeah. It's like more of a buffet type situation.
Oh.
And like the director in me is like, for sure.
The director and chef in you.
The director and
like,
chef in me is like.
Well, color me Golden Corral.
Call this the Food Network. Let's go.
Oh my gosh.
I'm Bobby Flay.
Oh man. Please don't ever have a threesome, Seth.
Why not? No?
No.
Why not?
It's wrong.
Is it wrong?
It's wrong.
Is it wrong or is it awesome?
It's wrong. Guys who think bisexual women are into threesomes. What happened once upon a time?
Once upon a time in Texas history, I had to open my book to make sure I get the year right. July 1st, 1966, Texas the musical premieres in Paladuro Canyon.
Oh, I love that musical.
Texas, the musical, actually had nothing to do with Oklahoma, believe it or not.
Okay.
Which was a musical as well.
Ah.
Really, really cool story. So Margaret Harper thought that they were having a dinner party and they were just talking about how they could get people to come to the Palo Duro Canyon because the Palo Duro Canyon is one of the most beautiful places on earth.
Second biggest canyon in North America, by the
second
way.
Second biggest.
Number two.
What's the biggest one?
It's like the
Great Canyon.
Box Canyon.
The Large
in
Canyon.
South Texas. No. Antelope Canyon.
I think our grandpa
Utah.
Went there. Anyway, I'll think of
it's
it later.
It's probably insignificant.
Yeah, probably like not actually as big as Palo Duro.
Not breathtaking.
So to get people to come to Palo Duro, they're like, what can we do? How can we figure this out?
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, look, the scenery is beautiful. Yeah. Like there's so much story here. At the time, musicals were kind of big. So she writes to Paul Elliott Green, who is, what's the play award? He's an award-winning playwright.
Tony, right?
No. Like for stage plays, not musicals. But
I didn't know there was a difference.
I'll think of it later. I should have written it down. So he's won awards for writing plays, and she convinces him.
He's a playwright.
Through her passion for Palo Duro Canyon, that he should write Texas the musical.
And is she a theater person at all? Or
a little bit. Okay. So she's connected to the to the local theater.
All right.
They end up getting the West Texas A&M to do all the choreography and work with him to make the music.
Yep.
And on July 1st, 1966, they premiere it. And it has been running ever since, aside from a very small stint when they tried to do Texas Legacy, an updated version. And everybody hated it.
Really? Did everyone hate it because it was bad or it just wasn't
Texas? It just
Texas?
Wasn't Texas. So from 2003 to, I think, 2006, they tried Texas Legacy and it just, the sales tank.
Just not good at all.
So that is the story of Texas the musical. And if you remember, we went with our cousin Chelsea and our mom, and like it was one of the coolest little events. Like,
well, and it's you're at a play in the canyon.
In the canyon.
The stage is in the Palo Duro
like,
Canyon.
It is the most gorgeous stage on earth. It is so beautiful.
It's so good.
The music is amazing. Mm-hmm. You really feel the history of Texas.
Yeah.
It's a very simple, you know, story about people coming and settling, finding love, you know.
Yep.
Gunfights. It's a lot of brouhaha. Mm-hmm. The coolest part about the play is it only runs during the summer.
Yep.
Because it's outside.
It's outside. And I'm pretty positive that it's all the pretty much all the people involved are West Texas A&M theater people.
Literally all the people involved.
Yeah, the theater
West
program
Texas
is who is running this.
Exactly. Our buddy Dakota Brown at
shouts
one point.
Out. He was the main character.
The main dude.
Shouts out.
And it's just such a beautiful musical. I think it's an awesome little piece of Texas history.
Yeah.
I love that you can go and get some history. You can see a musical and like feel nature all at the same time. I love it. I think it's a cool little thing.
And also, you know what? Name three other states that could have a play named after it, about it, and it's good.
Oklahoma. And
is it good?
Oklahoma's a good play.
Or is it just classic?
I mean,
and plus, what's involved in the play? Hey, go over there, Indians. Is that the play?
That's pretty much the play.
Yeah, and then all the other people are like, why are we here? This place sucks. So, scratch that one out. Name another one. I'm just saying, imagine if someone said, I went to this cool play, Nebraska.
Have you guys seen Rhode Island? It's actually pretty good.
Dude, have you guys
pretty
seen...
They've got a section about clams. Amazing.
Guys, I saw this gothic instrumental opera the other day called Iowa. It was awesome. Who's ever said that?
Admittedly, Florida would be bonkers. I would go watch Florida.
I would watch Florida.
I would watch Florida.
I would want to be in the splash
zone. I would want to watch it on night one because the entire theater would burn down.
And at least five actors would die. Yeah, Florida would be crazy.
That
would
be amazing.
And I always forget, is it Texas exclamation point or is it Texas?
I think it's just Texas.
Not are you sure it's not exclamation
point? I would have to look. Hold on. I have my phone out so I can actually check.
Pull it up.
Pull it up, Jamie.
Pull it up there, Jimbo.
So Texas, the musical is, keep talking so we don't have dead air.
So it's a great musical. I love musicals. I'm a big musical
guy. There's no exclamation point.
Oh, I thought there was.
It is all caps.
That's what it is.
It is all caps.
I mean, that's basically an exclamation point just without the
it's ends. Almost more effective than an exclamation point.
Do you
point.
Like musicals? I always forget if you like them or not.
It depends on the musical.
Okay.
They are not something that I'm like, I love musicals.
Okay.
I like some musicals.
Okay.
Like Hamilton is amazing. Hamilton's really, really good. It's
good.
Super catchy. Yeah.
It's good.
Don't be that guy.
I'm being that guy. Just
don't be that guy.
It's amazing.
I know.
It's
there
so
you go.
Good.
I was like, I know you like
I
Hamilton.
Keep this up.
You're being
it's
a dick.
It's so good. It's so good. What is that your favorite musical? Or
no, I don't think so. Phantom of the Opera is amazing.
Yeah.
Have
you seen Tick,
enough,
Tick, Boom?
I watched it twice.
It's amazing. Sorry, keep going. I interrupted time. You.
Beauty and the Beast we saw in Lubbock. That was really good.
Mm-hmm. The off-Broadway.
Here's play. The thing. My favorite musical is Spamalot because I'm a nerd.
Yeah. Well, you saw so it in
that,
person,
and
too.
I saw it in person on the West End, which was awesome. But I've seen Wicked. I thought that was really excellent.
Yeah.
Oddly enough, Legally Blonde the musical is amazing. It's really good.
That's a
it's
fun
really
musical
good.
To see.
I have not seen Book of Mormon, but I want to.
Okay.
You know, I do like watching musicals because I like plays and all of the pageantry involved in it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there you go. What about you?
I love musicals. Yes. I love
Have you seen
musicals.
Tick, Tick, Boom?
I've seen Tick, Tick, Boom twice, and I've actually watched it four times.
Is it better the second time?
Dude, Tick, Tick, Boom, low-key, is one of the best musicals ever. I don't care. Stop. It's so good. It is so good. I don't get why it doesn't have more. Oh, it's so good.
Because it's okay.
It's amazing. It's fine. And if you like Hamilton, get effed, okay? Because Lin-Manuel Miranda is who made it, so you should like it. All
just because
these...
somebody... I don't like everything people make, just because
well,
they're them.
I think this logic applies
like, I love Whiplash, but I thought First Man was like, eh.
Okay, good point. Yeah. I'll give you that. But I love musicals. I cried when I saw Wicked and never wanted it to end. It was amazing. And I got to see Kristen Chenoweth be
that dude, character. I did too. And it was awesome.
I had a phase in high school where I wanted to be Phantom on Phantom of the Opera.
Oh, yeah. Anybody who does theater and is a dude wants that.
Because it'd be such a... Yeah. Oh, just so good.
The
favorite
music of the night.
Well, you have that moment where you think, well, if Gerard Butler
if you knew then anybody.
Clearly the bar for excellence here is low.
Gerard Butler playing Phantom and specifically Emmy Rossum in that movie made every male want to be the Phantom.
Where is Emmy Rossum these days?
She's gonna be in a movie soon.
Okay. Did Shameless kind of exhaust her
a
little bit?
She married the guy who did Mr. Robot. And
Quentin Tarantino.
I can't remember his name. Okay. Sam Esmail. Okay. Has been slowly doing some smaller stuff.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I'm trying. My favorite.
You don't have to have a favorite. Just.
I mean, dude, Les Mis, just as far as, good. You know, it's a great.
Here's the thing. I've never seen it
story.
Performed.
I've never seen it performed, so, but even the movie is enough for me. Honestly.
I know a lot of like hardcore musical people hate the movie. I loved it.
But I think that's just a hardcore musical person. Sure. To do. Kind of like how people
I thought the Javert he did was really cool.
It
was like so much more soulful.
Even Greatest Showman is amazing.
There's the opening of Greatest Showman, too much information for everybody. I cry every time I see the opening.
Yep.
Every single time. Yep. It doesn't matter. Like I cry at that song.
I have never seen a movie more in theaters than Greatest Showman. Same. I saw it six times.
I had it when I had MoviePass, and I saw it five or six times.
Favorite track from Greatest Showman?
The first one. I love that track.
Yes.
Not the first.
A Million Different Dreams. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. It gets me. Yeah.
What if they did a pop punk Greatest Showman?
I'd be here for it.
We rewrite the stars! All right. Go for it. Do it. 1, 2, 3, 4.
If I could rewrite the stars.
That's good. Yeah. That's good. Thanks. If my mom wrote the stars and your mom didn't.
I grew up in a small town, but not that small.
A million dreams are nightmares. So unhinged. Who's our small town?
Small town of the week, unsurprisingly, is Canyon, Texas.
What happened?
Canyon, Texas is a seat in the county of Randall County. Population 14,000. It's part of the Amarillo, Texas Metropolitan Statistical Area. I'm reading directly off of Wikipedia
now. Go for it.
The big thing about Canyon, Texas is that it is the home of West Texas A&M.
Yep.
Sko Buffs.
It should be Panhandle A&M.
It really should be.
But we'll put that to the side
Real quick aside. It doesn't have to be a quick aside. Why in God's name do people from Amarillo think they're from West Texas?
Let's put it a different way. What the f*** do people from Amarillo think when they say they're from West? Here's the accurate breakdown. All right. You have the Panhandle. You have West Texas. You have far West Texas. You have South Texas. You have the Valley. You have East Texas. You have Houston. And then you have the Texas Triangle, which is Dallas, Fort Worth, San Antonio and Austin. And then there's North Texas, which is everything from Denton upward. How do people not get that?
It's real simple. Texas is shaped like this. If you're not here, you're not in West Texas, yes, dickhead.
And people always think the threshold is Andrews, where we're from.
Which is
if
fine.
You are in the Permian Basin. Andrews is a part of that. Andrews County.
You're in West Texas.
As soon as you get to Seminole County, the next county north, you're in the Panhandle.
Sorry.
How do I know that's true? Because in Andrews, we have oil and money. In Seminole, you have cotton and Mennonites. Those
and
are
sadness.
Two completely different things. All right? Seminole, all the way up to Dumas, Texas. That's the Panhandle. And just to make it clear, one more time, if you are in Denton or northward, that is North
Texas. That's North Texas. I know it's kind of confusing for outsiders.
Sure.
But this is the Panhandle.
Here,
if you're in this area,
that's
you're
the
in the Panhandle.
And guess what is
Do you know why? Because it's shaped like a Panhandle.
And guess what is near the tippy top of that?
Amarillo.
Amarillo, the center of the Panhandle.
If you're from Amarillo, you're from the Panhandle. You're not from West Texas.
Something inside me winces when freaking idiots from Lubbock or Amarillo say, I'm from West Texas.
No, you're not.
Not from West Texas.
You're not from West Texas.
If Texas Tech is in your town, you are in the Panhandle, you idiot. I don't get what people
it's
don't get
so
about
simple.
That.
It's so simple.
So to just more calmly, let's calm it down right. a little bit.
Let's bring
it down. Let's do it just so that so it makes sense
easy.
One more time.
One
okay,
more time.
Here we go.
Here's Texas.
Panhandle.
Mm-hmm.
West Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Far West Texas. Texas. Mexico. South Texas. The Valley. Houston. East Texas. North Texas. Texas Triangle. Did I miss any of it?
I think that's it.
Yeah, that's all of it.
And Texas Triangle is like Central Texas.
Central Texas. So that, you know, Hill Country, mm-hmm. San Antonio.
Yeah. That, they all kind of fit
and
in
there. And then DFW could even be its
sure,
own
whatever.
Little. But that's DFW. It's not North Texas.
No.
It's not the Texas Triangle.
Denton, North Texas.
It's DFW.
DFW.
Houston.
Triangle.
Is Houston.
It's Houston.
It's not East Texas.
No, sorry.
That's Houston. The Valley. That's not
that's
South
the
Texas.
Valley.
That's the Valley. South Texas.
Are you growing oranges?
The Valley.
South Texas. Sorry. Sorry.
Yeah. Hey. Just saying. Just saying. And if you're in Amarillo, you're in the Panhandle.
And then there's Carthage.
Carthage, home of the coolest murder of all time. What were we, I blacked out.
God, we were talking about, you know what? We weren't talking about anything more important.
How are
than
we
just,
105 episodes in
and we've just
never
gotten
gone
heated
off
about
on that?
That?
I because dude, does it happen to you too where
all the
people
time.
Will say they're from West Texas yeah. and you go, oh, like Midland?
Oh, yeah.
And like, no, you know, Brownfield.
Which to every
what?
Reasonable person in the world, Midland is the start of West Texas. Like for the most
oh,
part.
I think
it's like,
so stupid that Abilene says they're the gateway to West Texas. Are you, you're joking, right?
You might be the entrance to the toll bridge.
Yeah.
Like,
you might be the last town on the border of the like,
yeah.
You're like the Laredo of
sure.
West Texas.
Sure.
Sure. But like, you can't really say you're the gateway.
You really can't. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
If Indians were in your territory, in newsflash, they were in Abilene, mm-hmm. you're not in West Texas. Because guess what? It was still habitable. Indians were like, yo,
this is
don't
too intense.
Go, do not go west of there. It is insane.
And white people were like, we'll go there.
White people were like, well, the Indians aren't there. So,
yeah.
I guess we'll. I mean, here's what I'll say.
Here, yeah, please.
The U.S. government did not say, go to Abilene, and if you live a year, we'll give you money and a homestead.
Sure.
They did say, go to West Texas mm-hmm. and live a year, and we'll give you money and a homestead.
Yep. Abilene was relatively safe.
Relatively safe. Guess what was also kind of, well, it was dangerous, but it also had more commerce because of cattle and stuff.
Hmm.
The Panhandle.
The Panhandle.
Which is not
Amarillo.
West Texas.
We've got three new designs on the website.
Three, baby.
If you guys want to support Texas, the best way you can do that right now, aside from liking, reviewing, and sending this to your friends, is buying a t-shirt. Please mm-hmm. support us. Support our straight Nelson 2024
ticket. Yeah, we are starting a presidential campaign on behalf of two of our favorite country artists.
It's a write-in campaign,
artists.
To be fair.
It's write-in, but I think it could work.
I think it could work.
Because here's the thing. These guys are younger than most of the guys we've had in this office. For the last 10 years anyway.
Yeah.
But it is a straight Nelson 2024 presidential campaign t-shirt. Go purchase that. We also have the Don't In-N-Out My Whataburger t-shirt. That's available. Mm-hmm. And then we also have the Don't Mess With Austin t-shirt, but it's overlaid on the state of California. So, you know, we're throwing some jabs out there. We're having fun. That is also a way that you can support Q6 Media. Those are the amazing people that help get our clips together, have helped grow this podcast to the point that we could even think of trying to sell shirts. on a bigger level. So go purchase those shirts, texaspod.com, or on our Instagram, View Shop. That's how you can see the shirts. Go purchase them. We'll send them your way. What were we talking about?
Canyon, Texas. Anyway, West Texas A&M.
That's what triggered this whole thing.
There you go. Leave it to the Aggies to misname something.
Yeah, well, to literally misgeograph. Honestly, yes. It's pretty dumb.
The biggest part of the town is the college. It is a college town. Yeah. It is the entrance to Paladuro Canyon, which is a beautiful place to go if you've never been.
It's summer. It's hot, but I still recommend you go.
And for all of our listeners, I really recommend you check it out and go look at the musical. It truly is worth it.
Yeah.
It's
about anybody making the drive from Texas to Colorado this summer, because I feel like a lot of people do that.
Yeah.
Stop for 2 days.
Yeah.
And Canyon's a cute little town.
It's a cute little town.
I'll be an ambassador for Canyon. It's a cute little town.
Listen, I'm the first to admit, should have gone to Canyon.
You would have enjoyed it.
Would have enjoyed it.
Would have enjoyed it. Would have been in Texas. Hey, for there sure. you go. Could still be, maybe, I guess.
You hey, know. Who knows?
Do what you want to do.
The future is uncertain.
Well, that's true for everybody.
I know.
And I think my heart rate just spiked.
Did it?
About 100 beats per minute when you said that. Don't ever say that again.
You got it, man. Anyway, who's our
badass of the week? Our badass of the week.
Who is it?
Who is it? Who was he? He was a pretty complicated person. His name was Charlie Wilson. All right, Charlie Nesbitt Wilson, born what? That's his name.
I know, but I haven't heard Nesbitt. That name Nesbitt in a long.
I know.
That's right up there with Norbit.
Well, it's from Everybody Wants Some. The left-handed pitcher was left-handed, and there's a part where the guy gets really mad. He's like, "Thank you, Nesbitt." You're welcome, Richard Linklater. So Charles Nesbitt Wilson, born June 1st, 1933, died February 10th, 2010, was a United States Naval officer and a 12-term Democratic United States rep from Texas's 2nd Congressional District. Wilson is best known for leading Congress into supporting Operation Cyclone, the largest ever Central Intelligence Agency covert operation, which during the Carter and Reagan administrations supplied military equipment to the Afghanistan Mujahideen. That ended well. During the Soviet-Afghan War, his behind-the-scenes campaign was the subject of the nonfiction book Charlie Wilson's War, The Extraordinary Story of the Largest Covert Operation in History by George Crile III, and the subsequent film in which Charlie Wilson's war was he was portrayed by Tom Hanks.
There you go.
Charlie Wilson is a fascinating person.
Chuck Wilson.
I'm in this phase right now where I'm really accepting that people do contain multitudes. Honestly, you're reading back through the Harry Potter books, because I read back through them as I was listening to J.K. Rowling thing.
Yeah.
It is interesting how she does paint, you know, Dumbledore was not a purely good person. Snape was not a purely evil person.
Sure.
Both did good and bad things, as all humans do. That's just a reflection of reality.
She did a really good job of painting characters who had different needs, wants, desires, and acted them out in ways that weren't always in their best interest.
No.
Or in the best interest of everybody.
Yeah. As all people do.
Exactly.
Charlie Wilson is a political representation of that.
Oh, yeah.
To even, you know, paint an accurate picture of who this man was, he, to this day, graduated from the Naval Academy, the U.S. Naval Academy, with the second most demerits of all time.
That's actually pretty
incredible. His roommate had the first. So you can guess, it was probably by one demerit that this
and
other
it's like,
guy
who takes it.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
So to this day, Charlie Wilson has the second most demerits of any naval graduate ever.
And that's Annapolis?
Annapolis, okay. Yeah, so the U.S. Naval Academy.
Sure.
That's the type of guy he was. He was literally known as Good Time Charlie. He kept no secrets while he was in office about his behavior.
Likes to party.
Loves to party. This guy loved to party. He drank a lot.
Sure.
Never denied doing cocaine while on the job. Never said he did it, but never
denied it. Hey, Chuck, did you steal a little cocaine? And moving on.
Anyway, but even before all that, even when he was 13, this is like his first foray into politics. He was walking his dog, and his dog got into the county judge's yard.
Yeah.
County judge didn't like that. So he put out a bowl of dog food with glass in it, and it killed Charlie's dog.
Dude.
So in retaliation, when it came time for election, Charlie would drove his truck at 13 years old. So it was his dad's truck, I think, to the black side of town.
Sure.
Because, you know, this is the 30s
or
40s at this point, but still. And would pick people up from the black neighborhood to drive them to the polls. Because this was back when like black people couldn't get to the polls. Right. They were allowed to vote, but they
there was no way for them to.
And he drove 96 people to the polls that day, and that judge lost by 16 votes.
That's amazing.
And he said,
because I would have gone John Wick on that judge.
Exactly.
Charlie did the like appropriate thing.
Well, you know, yes, I would have just killed the guy, but sure. Oh yeah, John Wick. That's what you just said. I just copied what you just said. I'm dumb.
You're not dumb. You're not dumb. You're going through. You're going through your thing. You've got a spiel.
But he's quoted in the book and in the movie as saying, "That's the day I fell in love with America."
Yeah.
So that was his first.
That makes sense.
He runs for rep for congressman while he's still in the Navy. You're technically not supposed to do that.
Yeah.
So his parents ran his campaign for him in Lufkin, Texas, while he was on a ship. He wins.
He wins.
And basically, for the next 12 terms, for the next five, or I think it was four, he didn't really do much as far as what he did for his district, because there wasn't much to do.
Sure.
In the second congressional district at that time, people really just wanted to be left alone for taxes to not go that much higher.
Very Texan so far.
Very Texan. Just didn't really want
to happen. Don't charge me too much money.
So he became like a champion at trading votes with people. At a certain point, he literally had like the most IOUs of any congressional representative because he was so good at like orchestrating these deals and these dynamics where, okay, I'll sit on your committee or I'll give you this vote. But now you own me. And this all builds into Operation Cyclone, where it was when the Soviets were invading Afghanistan and bringing communism into Afghanistan. America's done this whole thing where we're
communism.
In the fight against communism. Right. It's a great way to make money for a lot of people.
Sure.
That's why we're in it. That's my opinion
on it.
Mostly
arms dealers. But
from what I can tell, he had a genuine interest in saving people. Like, for him, it was a more humanitarian effort to...
It always kind of starts that way, doesn't it?
...arm the Afghani people to protect themselves and eventually get, not communism, but the Russians out of Afghanistan.
Yeah.
We've seen how that's played out. It
all worked out really well. What are you talking about?
It sort of does end pretty poorly.
Every time we interfere with Middle Eastern politics, it goes really well.
It goes
for us.
Great. Hey, we get great oil out of it. Lots of people died, but for the next 6 years, he's able to leverage all of these IOUs to up government spending in Afghanistan from $5 million to $1 billion.
Wow!
Single handedly.
Wow!
All sources say like you don't get it. This guy pulled this off by himself.
Yeah.
No one was helping him.
Yeah.
He was working with the CIA and he's brokering these deals, but no one's ever pulled an operation off like this by themselves this way.
And this was the biggest operation to date.
Of all time.
A
biggest covert operation. Covert. There's a book about it.
Right.
Covert.
Formerly the operation formerly known as covert.
Formerly secret Operation Cyclone. So, yeah, he's able to pull that off. They're able to get the Russians out of Afghanistan, and pretty immediately it flips back onto America. But for a moment there, it looked like the Afghanis pulled something off. That was like his big thing.
Yeah.
Politically, he was more left-leaning on things other than war. He was pretty right-leaning on things like the military-industrial complex, but he was very famously like for equality, for women getting better jobs, getting equal pay, was for lifting up minorities and marginalized people groups.
Yeah.
On the flip side, like, so he was the first person to ever staff his office with females.
Yeah.
Which it is hilarious to think that up until the 40s, it was just a
bunch of dudes,
like power hungry dudes running around the Capitol.
Total sausage fest.
Well, just that idea of like, these are alpha males, but they don't think for a second to bring a woman in just to...
Spice it up.
So he staffs his entire office minus his chief of staff with women.
Yeah.
And they called them the Charlie's Angels.
Yeah.
And again,
because of the TV show.
And he famously slept with most of them.
Sure.
And was a pretty promiscuous guy. Eventually has heart failure over in Germany because he's drinking too much. The doctors tell him as much. He gets a second, third, and fourth opinion before he finally decides, okay, I'll only drink wine.
fine.
Gave up liquor for wine.
Yeah.
He basically drank himself to death.
Sure.
So, again, very flawed person.
The Burt Kreischer politics.
The Burt Kreischer politics. Yeah, that was Charlie Wilson. I'm sure I missed a lot there.
Those are the highlights.
Pretty hilarious life when you think about it. Could be blamed for a lot of bad in the world. Sure. Could have some good influence, given credit for some good as well. Who knows? I just think it's fascinating that this kid from Lufkin, Texas
left such an impact.
Left such a ripple and also has the second most demerits at the Naval Academy. I still think that's awesome. That's
pretty funny.
Pretty cool. But yeah, that was Charlie Wilson.
Dude, Charlie Wilson. Speaking of Charlie Wilson's War, the movie.
Yeah. Not a great movie,
by Not a great movie, but...
Well written.
Sure.
Well written.
Sure.
Could have been better.
Could have been better. Fell a little flat. Summertime, blockbusters. Like, that's kind of something that we always do.
Oh, yeah.
It's too hot in Texas to, like, hang out outside all the time, even at night. Like, it doesn't get cooler.
Yeah, for all the complaining these Michigan and Midwestern people, oh, the winter's so bad. At least you can hang out outside all day for 2 months a year, every single day, and not get a sunburn and not get heat stroke.
Heat stroke is not something you're worried about.
It is hot as hell in Texas in the summer. Man. Personally, I love it.
The devil's tank.
I thrive in the heat, but I understand that almost everyone else hates it. Did you
catch my little jab?
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, that was good. Thanks, man. Nice. But yeah, summer comes with blockbusters. It comes with its own movie genre.
And you know that we love movies.
We're big movie.
Big movie fans.
Big movie guys. Love movies. And so for all y'all that are looking for a way to get out of the heat, that need something to watch that's actually good, because your Netflix queue probably sucks.
Here's a couple of our favorite summer movies.
We'll do like three or four each.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah, cool.
I love it.
All right. First summer movie. Go.
My first summer movie, I think this is one of the best summer movies because it's got a little bit of everything. It's one of the best movies ever made. Great director, great writing, a lot of history to it. Jaws.
Ooh,
I think Jaws is one of the best summer movies. It takes place in the summer. If you haven't seen the movie, it's about a shark who's got a little crazy problem.
Got a bit of a taste for human flesh.
It's such a great movie. Adventurous. Mm-hmm. It's got a little comedy. It's got a lot of suspense.
Yep.
Great lines. And one of my favorite scenes, whenever they're drinking in the boat, and they just kind of start singing, and like it's this whole thing. Oh, love it.
So good.
Iconic line, right?
And I love movies that have that old school, you know, real prop special effects.
Yeah.
Bad, but it's the best they can do at their time.
One is Steven Spielberg.
Yep.
One of his best movies, I think.
Yeah.
And
one of his first big movies.
And the shark was cutting edge at the time. And the whole movie, like a lot of the budget was taken up by trying to get the shark right.
Yeah.
Because it wouldn't float.
And it wouldn't work.
Mm-hmm. So there's this whole thing about trying to get the shark to work correctly.
Yep. Yeah, there's like five documentaries made about
the making of the movie.
Yeah, and a few about how maybe Spielberg's to blame for killing so many sharks every year.
maybe.
Neither here nor there.
No, yes. It's not.
Jaws is great. Watch it after you go to the beach.
Sure, not before.
If you are going to the beach and you haven't seen it, go to the beach, have fun, then watch Jaws.
Also, keep in mind, it takes place in like... New Jersey area.
Well, it's loosely based on the one time that a shark got up into the headwaters of the Hudson River, I believe. And it became this
whole thing,
folklore story where a giant great white was eating
people.
And it
was probably a tiger shark.
It was misplaced because of a storm.
Sure.
Of course, it nibbled on some legs. That's what sharks do.
Gunners very much like leave sharks alone.
I am team sharks all the way.
Hey, I'm team shark. I'm also team like human. So yeah, there's a whole
like,
thing.
Like, no offense. If someone said a shark ate a dog, I would say good for the shark. Like, I
wouldn't say that. I'd say that I'm sorry you lost your friend.
Yeah.
You know,
like, well, I would say, you know, maybe don't put your dog in the ocean.
But look, like, that's where they live. And
that is their home.
That is where they live.
Yeah.
So you're entering their place.
You are consenting to a friendly nibble.
It's like anything from else. A shark. If you get into the ocean, it is a possibility. It's a very low possibility.
That's why I love it when people are like, I can't believe I got bit by a shark.
Where were you?
The ocean?
Yeah.
You should believe you got bit by a shark.
That's where they live.
When you get stunned by a jellyfish, you don't get shocked by it. Well, you get shocked by the jellyfish, but you're not surprised.
Shark-infested waters, that's where I live, Karen.
Yeah.
I live in the water.
This isn't shark-infested waters, it's the ocean. Anyway. Jaws is great. Don't watch it for
Jaws is great. Gunner hates people. Moving on.
I do hate people in comparison to sharks. Anyway, the next one is Sandlot, for
Sandlot.
Sure.
Sandlot. That was on my list. Nice.
I believe that 4th of July is the best time to watch it because
Absolutely.
Of the night baseball scene that's lit by
one of the best scenes.
America! America. Sweet, sweet America.
Oh, yeah.
God don't shed his light on me. Like, that is such a classic scene. All the great lines. You're killing me, Smalls. This is my heater. I dare you to hit it.
Some more of what? I haven't had anything yet.
You're killing me, Smalls. Killing me, Smalls. Sorry, guys. My mom made me do the dishes. Like, just so many great moments. And it's to me, one of the best movies of all time. So...
one of the best
movies. You gotta watch the
specifically
Sandlot.
A summer movie.
Yeah. Ignore the second, third, and fourth one. Please don't turn this into some Harry Potter marathon. Just watch the original.
We don't
original.
Need a Sandlot extended universe.
It's fine.
The original's perfect.
Just leave it at Benny the Jet Rodriguez conquering the beast.
And just like,
the best part is at the end when why can't I think of his name? The guy who's the voice of Darth Vader. James Earl Jones being like, you know, if you would have knocked on the front door, I would have come out here and gotten it for you.
Yeah. The whole thing. It encapsulates what it is to go from truly a child to young adulthood and enjoy life.
Yeah. I feel like most kids in America have that summer.
Yeah.
Where you're the perfect age with your group of friends.
Yeah. It's the first summer you run wild.
Yeah. And it's like, it's the perfect time for the world to revolve around you.
Yeah.
Except you and your friend group and making out with Wendy Peppercorn.
Dude.
My wife hates it when I look at her in the summer and go, Wendy Peppercorn. What a babe.
What a babe.
Ocean and oiling. Lotion and oiling. I can't take it anymore.
Every male on the planet has had that feeling.
Well, and some, like me, have tried to Wendy Peppercorn the lifeguard. Oh, fair. Yeah. Oh, Sarah Monta, you're welcome. She still thinks about it, right?
I'm sure.
Yeah. I wasn't drowning. I just wanted to
shout out. She listens.
Does she really? Yeah. Sorry, Sarah. I was a kid.
Oh, man.
What's the next one?
The next one is Top Gun.
Oh,
great summer movie.
Good.
And you know what? I'll let you choose.
And
which
Happy
one.
Pride.
Happy Pride. The original Top Gun is not necessarily like a great movie, but I love it.
I
think it's a good movie.
By today's standard, have you watched it?
Yeah, I have. I watched
it
right before the
second
one.
It's funny to watch
it
and be like, you can't go into the bathroom and like propose her for sex right now. What? But
it was the 80s.
Apparently. Apparently, it was easier for a guy to go to a women's bathroom in the 80s than it is in 2023.
Top Gun is the epitome of action movie.
Yep.
It filmed the dogfights in such a very specific way.
So good.
Tom Cruise at his peak. Val Kilmer at his peak.
Yep.
An amazing story of love, action, patriotism.
Mm-hmm.
It is an incredible movie about volleyball.
And a movie made to be a good movie.
Made to
period,
be a good movie.
End of
period.
Story.
It is a movie.
It is not often in the movie universe that a movie is made to just be a good movie. Just
that's why
movie.
The second one was so good. It's like, this is just a good movie.
Good movie.
Doesn't mean anything. It's
so
just a good.
Good
movie.
What was your favorite moment from the first one? And what's your favorite moment from the second one?
Whew. Favorite moment from the first one. Honestly, when he comes back and lands and he clasps arms with Iceman. Oh,
it's a good one.
It just gets you. You're like, full sir, everything. Yeah. Oh,
everything,
man.
All is right.
Respect,
in the world.
Everything's changed. Mm-hmm. Respect.
Yep.
And it's the culmination of the entire... everything about the movie.
Yeah.
Favorite part in the second one? Honestly, man, whenever he plays the piano, like I just love the feeling because that's the moment in the movie for me when I was like, this is Top Gun.
Yeah. Like, you know? I am in the
this
Top
is
Gun
a fun movie
now.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that.
I love it too, man. So Top Gun. I know I cut my shorts the right length because the pocket pokes out sometimes when I'm sitting down.
Hold my pocket. All right.
You.
So a bit of a curveball here.
Curveball.
Maybe not a curveball. This is my list.
This is your list. You can do whatever you want.
It's based in the ocean.
Sure.
Finding Nemo.
I feel like it's a little bit of a curveball.
That is a great movie to throw in the summer. You're in an ocean environment. You're getting all these personalities that are a little more
family
tropical.
Family friendly.
Yeah, you can get the kids around. Father's Day is coming up. And this is coming out like 3 weeks after Father's Day. But... yeah. Watch it with your dad, maybe cry a little bit. And again, another very quotable movie. It's
very
a great,
quotable.
Like you can watch it
just
at the beginning
swimming,
of vacation.
Just keep swimming.
And for the whole vacation, swim. Yeah, great. He touched the butt.
I'm gonna touch the butt.
So good. Bubbles, 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 bubbles. Good morning, everybody. The Fish sun is shining. The tank is clean, and we are getting up. The tank is clean. The tank is clean.
Fish are friends, not food.
State your name. I'm Dory. Hi, Dory. So just, and again, that's a great Disney moment. Like, you don't understand as a kid exactly that they're happening. Making fun of AA. Uh-huh. But now as an adult,
shouts out AA.
The thought that there are sharks that are like, fish are friends, not mm-hmm. food, is hilarious. So good.
So good.
I love it so much. Next movie.
Had to be on the list. Mm-hmm. Dazed and Confused. It's been on a few of our lists, I think.
Well, listen, it should be on every movie list ever.
Dazed and Confused takes you through exactly what it feels like to get to summer.
Yep.
At every step of the way, mm-hmm. you feel right there, right back when you're in high school, just waiting on that bell to ring.
You know what it's like to be your life victim of the hazing. You know what it's like to finally be the one hazing. Like, in your, you know that you're going to make out with your girlfriend.
Plus a great musical track. It's the perfect drive-in movie.
Drive-in. So good. Yeah. Oh, I love Dazed and Confused. What's your favorite Dazed and Confused moment?
My favorite Dazed and Confused moment. I'm having trouble because they're so good.
There's so many. I'll go first.
Okay, go first.
Yeah, I love when they're going for a beer run. Mm-hmm. And he acts like he's going to steal it.
Yeah.
And so he like runs out and like the guy whose mailbox they got comes up on him and he's like, dude, just give him the money, man. And he's like, I paid for these beers. And the guy's like, what the fuck? Just that look of, I don't know what's happening right now. He's like, I paid for these beers, man.
My favorite moment is not like a super funny mm-hmm. moment. It's the moment where they're picking people to haze.
Yeah.
And she goes over and like, picks out the next cool girl.
Yeah.
Because it's subtle, mm-hmm. but it's like, oh, your life just changed.
Yeah, you're about to be...
That and like, okay, the actual best part of the movie, mm-hmm. in my opinion, is when he lays down at the very end and puts the headphones on.
Yeah.
Because it ties it all back in. Uh-huh. And it's like, you've seen this kid run and mm-hmm. then become part of the crew, and now you
see him go like this a thousand times throughout the movie. Yeah, really annoying. Good casting there.
Richard. Hey man, Richard Linklater has a habit of casting actors who can't act.
True, and a few that can.
But it's beautiful because he gives people a chance.
It's he's like the Special Olympics of casting. Look, man, I pull no punches, all right?
That's true, yeah.
It's a comedy podcast. Oh,
hey, that's fair. That's fair. It's a comedy podcast.
Sorry, jokes. Too far. Stupid. Stop it. Stop it right there, Gunner. You stop it.
I almost used Everybody Wants Some, but I think Dazed and Confused is a better summer movie.
You're wrong, but I'll give it to you. I'll give it to you.
I think Everybody Wants Some is an equally good movie.
Yeah.
I just think
Well, it's Dazed also fun how it's like movie. First Day of Summer and yes. then you have Last Day of Summer. Really, you should watch them in tandem.
They're spiritual sequels.
Is that what he said? Because it is like...
Yeah.
In a way, you could almost dream that the main character is the same kid.
Yeah, in a way.
Even though it's 10 years apart.
Right, but it makes sense.
It makes sense. Yeah. Anyway, so good. All right. Next one. This one you're going to have to buy on Amazon Prime.
Okay.
But you have to buy it.
Okay.
Especially if you like Fast and Furious.
Sure.
Meet the Deedles. Great summer movie. Greatest summer movie of all time. Mel and Stu ripping it hard at Yellowstone Park. I mean, again, it's
Mel,
fun.
Yeah, Stu.
I mean, like, what better movie can be made than a movie about two rich kids being sent basically to jail, mm-hmm. getting a detour to Yellowstone, where they impersonate lesbian park rangers who eat mushrooms, mm-hmm. and there's an evil guy living underground, strapping God knows what, like, gas to prairie dogs, mm-hmm. and trying to destroy Old Faithful.
Oh, it's such a great movie.
And I loved the late 90s and early 2000s.
Yeah.
Because we just said movies that are made to be good. Then there were movies that were made to be fun.
Yeah.
It's clearly not a good
movie.
Clearly
just a fun movie.
I don't think anybody who worked on Meet the Deedles thought they were making the next Golden Globe Award.
Yeah, they weren't aiming for the Oscars.
Like, I'm sure Paul Walker thought, wait, what?
Wait, you want me to do what now?
They make Yellowstone into a surf park.
Cool.
All right, let's go.
Let's go.
But if you just need a fun movie.
Yeah.
Where it's laughs at every corner, is completely and totally not real. It's a great summer movie to watch. Mm-hmm. It was also made in the 90s, so it's an hour and 20 minutes.
Yeah.
It's not going to take up your whole day. It's such...
And they surf
Old Faithful.
They like, do ultimately, serve Old Faithful.
It ends with them
which
serving
would
Old
be
Faithful.
A pretty cool summer moment. If you ever amazing. Could, for all of these surf parks being made around the world,
yeah.
could we just dam up Old Faithful for a summer, turn it into a wave pool, and watch Kelly Slater rip it? Come on.
That'd be amazing.
It'd be awesome.
That'd be so cool.
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah.
Next movie.
So the next one I went back and forth with a little bit, and because there's so many great movies yeah. out there, so mm-hmm. many amazing summer movies. Mm-hmm. Sandlot was on my list, but in fairness,
I had to.
So because we talked about camp last time, Wet Hot American Summer.
I knew that was on my list.
Ah, there we go. So we switched it. Yeah. Wet Hot American Summer.
Nice.
I think it encapsulates exactly what it feels like to mm-hmm. go to camp, to be a counselor, to have that whole experience.
Yep.
In the most humorous way possible. Mm-hmm. And it's before that those movies like jump the shark.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's still a little bit more grounded. Yeah. I think some of it kind of tracks the like, you know, Camp in the Catskills type feel,
mm-hmm.
Dirty Dancing type things going on. But you've got Bradley Cooper, you've got Paul yeah. Rudd, you've got all these great comedic actors.
As young people.
As younger yeah. people having fun.
Yeah.
And you just know that making that movie was exactly like being at summer camp.
Yeah. Oh, I love summer.
Favorite character? The crazy cook.
Yes.
Gotta be that. Oh my yep. gosh.
Yep. Oh, heck. Good choice.
Thanks, man. Thanks, man. You got another one?
I got one more. Cool. You said it. Dirty Dancing.
Dirty Dancing.
It is a summer
movie.
It's a summer movie. And, you know, date nights mm-hmm. are galore.
Oh, yeah.
During the summer. And I like Dirty Dancing as a summer date night movie because yeah. it's versatile.
Very versatile.
You can watch it on the first date, have fun. It's a good first date movie.
Yeah.
And you have that first date experience, right?
You don't have
right?
to pay attention.
Should I hold yeah. her hand? Or not? You don't have to pay attention.
Right.
You can make out and hear the music coming up.
Yeah.
I've had the time some of my and you know, life. Okay, get your tongue out of my mouth. Let's yeah. watch this dance scene and then, you know, make out again.
Right.
Or if you're, you know, you've been married for a few years and sure. you want to snuggle and watch yeah. a fun, well-made movie.
Watch a fun movie about
that
an
has
adult
that summer
seducing
feel.
A teenager.
Exactly.
Sorry, I had to.
Yeah,
comedy
yeah.
podcast.
Yeah, and a coat hanger abortion.
Yeah,
but,
that's true.
Yeah, so yeah, let's go there now. Thanks for ruining it. Now I'm only thinking of that part.
Oh, no.
How old was he in the movie?
He was like in his 20s.
And she was 18.
She was like
right?
18. Yeah, she was.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right?
It's fine. Okay. Just like, you know.
Yeah, this wasn't a Woody Allen movie.
No, this wasn't a Woody Allen type okay. situation.
Yeah. Cool. Then watch Dirty Dancing.
You sure? It's a great movie.
But you get what I mean?
Yes,
because there's
do.
Some movies that are like, that's a first date movie. And there's some
and
that, movies that's a married for a few
and
years.
And that's
movies.
Both.
This is both. You get both.
It's really cool because you have a lot of fun happening.
Yeah.
There is some comedy. It is mm-hmm. a romantic movie. And you have really good tension between Jennifer Grey and Texas Boy. I'm forgetting. I'm blanking on his name right now.
Well, now I'm blanking on his name.
I feel so bad.
Which characters are you talking about?
The main character.
Patrick.
Yeah, Swayze. Patrick Swayze.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Sorry, I just blanked on his name.
Yeah, then it made me blank. That was weird.
Yeah, it was weird.
Patrick Swayze. The main character.
Yeah.
Roadhouse.
Which they remade.
Which was a bad idea.
No, well, we haven't seen it yet. We don't know if it's a bad idea.
I think it was a bad idea.
Jake Gyllenhaal's in it.
Okay, I'll watch it.
I know, right? Anyway, yeah. So Patrick Swayze and Jennifer Grey have great on screen chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
The dancing scenes are pretty excellent.
They're pretty amazing.
Yeah,
and, you know, it's a movie that makes me want to go sit on a deck.
Yeah,
you know, sit on a screened in deck, read a book, maybe go dancing.
I feel like I watched that and I need an Adirondack chair.
You know, I need some stars.
That's another movie that I feel like watching on a projector screen outside.
Yeah. Yes, I totally. Agree.
You know what I mean?
Awesome.
Anyway, summer movies, guys.
Summer movies.
Blockbusters.
Send us yours.
Comment your favorite summer movies.
Comment why we're wrong. We get it.
Take a selfie watching your favorite summer movie in your brand new Texas t-shirt.
In your brand new Texas t-shirt that is at texaspod.com. All of our merch is there. You can also go view shop on our Instagram. Purchase it that way. Please, 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 please go purchase those shirts. That's the best way to support this podcast right now, other than liking, subscribing, following, sharing. Don't forget to check out the YouTube channel as well, at Texas Pod, Texas Reacts. We should have a couple of those out now. Recording some virtual stuff, reacting to a couple of videos that are coming out in real time. So we're finally doing that too.
Absolutely.
Go check that out. Share this episode with your friends. Go watch a good movie. Have a great summer. Don't die.
Bye, y'all.